Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, gotta get rolling. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, on the air on a Thursday. Not as cold this morning, is it, Jamie?
Actually, Alexa told me this morning it's going to be a high of 57.
Yeah. 57?
That's what she told me.
I may play golf today.
I know, that's what she said.
Is it really going to be 57?
Yeah, it's going to be gorgeous.
She said, up and at 'em. Today's high is going to be 57. Today's low will be like 26 or something like that.
And then the Arctic blast.
Yeah, but they pushed it a little bit.
What do you mean?
They pushed it Sunday to Monday.
They did?
Yeah, because Monday is only, the high is only going to be 4 degrees.
Yeah.
That's what I saw.
And then Sunday night is going to be the minus, the wind chill stuff.
You and I are going to be out of town. You can't be pushing this thing around. Let's get her done. Get her done while I'm out of town. I want to come back here and it be 60 degrees again.
It's not going to be like
that. Oh, man, it's going to be cold over the weekend, man. They say low of, minus 8 or something like that. It's going to be really cold. And then the snow keeps piling up. Oh, we're going to talk to the Mountain Wave weather guy today, I think.
Yeah, he's going to be on at 8.
Oh, okay.
8 o'clock this morning, right?
Nice. Yep.
Is he off on some...
He said he's down in New Orleans.
He's at a conference.
Yeah, he's at
a weather conference.
Man.
What?
People love him.
Oh, I was like,
they bring him in from all over the country, you know, got to get the Mountain Wave. I think our show has done that for him. We've put him over the top.
Did you just suck up your snot?
Yeah. Feeling cocky.
A little early for that.
I think our show did it for it. It put him over the top.
Just early for snot sucking.
Aurora Public Schools, 2-hour delay, right?
Correct. Yeah, it is. And I think the kindies, I don't know, they'll get the notices.
Yeah, you'll get notice, but they had some type of internet. Some internet problem. I think on Monday or something like that, right?
Yeah, somebody hacked it.
So they're going for the rest of the week, 2-hour delay.
Correct.
To school.
Yep.
Can't work without the internet. What do we do before the internet?
I know. You know what's funny? It says, it says, a long time, what was the meme? A long time ago, we used to go on the internet to escape.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not. I just inhaled something. I think dust. Anyway. A long time ago, we used to go on the internet to escape the world or whatever. Now we go and try to find the world to escape the internet.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
totally reversed.
Everybody's like, I'm unplugging. You know, how many people say, I'm going to go unplug?
Yeah. I'm going to go live off the grid.
Yeah. And just the fact that the internet being down or some hack or whatever it is that can cause school to be delayed.
I know, isn't that crazy?
It's like a little weird, isn't
it? Yeah,
really. All right, Aurora Public Schools, they say 38,000 kids affected by this, along with teachers, too.
Correct.
So you're running a couple of hours late this morning. All right, again, the Mountain Wave Weather Guide later on this morning as bitter cold heads this way. We'll take a quick break. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting rolling here on a Thursday morning. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Gonna be, boy. It's NSYNC, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday. Hey, Jamie, thank you.
Oh,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome. You're welcome.
The Bob Ross toaster.
It just keeps on giving. Yeah. I gave BJ a Bob Ross toaster for Christmas, but then I had to take it back because I was missing one for somebody else. So he's like, just take mine and replace it. And so I did.
Right. Yeah, right. So. Doing the right thing. Yeah. You know, take care of somebody else. I can wait on my Bob Ross. I'm just a good guy.
You
that's
just,
all.
Just really yeah. are.
Hey, yeah. I like this, though.
It's real nice,
yeah,
isn't it?
I can't wait to get this thing home. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and it does a great job. You'll be shocked.
It's perfect.
The toast pops up, and there it is.
There he
a
is.
A portrait. How do they do that?
It's some kind of metal plates.
Yeah.
Yeah, it burns it right into the toast.
So cool.
It's modern technology.
It's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome.
I love getting Christmas gifts in January.
I know.
I think it's kind of cool.
It's yeah. fun. Yep. So there you go. Yeah, you can just make toast all day long.
Last night, Joe Biden said goodbye. Did you see it?
I did not.
Oh, it's so sad.
Oh, was it?
Well, it just, anytime a president's leaving, I think that's...
The end of an era.
Yeah, it's an end of an era. Yeah. So nothing bad to say or anything like that. It's just that last night he gave the farewell address.
My eternal thanks to you, the American people. After 50 years of public service, I give you my word. I still believe in the idea for which this nation stands. Nation where the strength of our institutions and the character of our people matter and must endure. Now it's your turn.
Bye-bye, Joe. Bye. So last night was it?
Yeah, so that's crazy. I think I saw that he like started or something, like he was a congressman at, I don't know, I think it said like 32 or something, and I'm like, holy crap, think about you guys at 32, like all of us at 32. We didn't accomplish anything.
There's no way.
I know, right?
50 years. Public service.
Holy
wow.
crap.
Only job he's ever had, he
We're
said.
We're like worthless.
Yeah. So basically, he didn't do anything from like age 18 to 32 because he says it's the only job he's ever had was public service.
No, he felt the little kid's hair in the water.
You went to work, JB, at what, 15?
Yeah.
Is that what?
Well, no, like 13.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you?
Was a lifeguard was the first
time. Lifeguard. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, lifeguard. Yeah, yeah. Did you worked in makeup at one time.
Yeah. First I was a lifeguard and then I sold Clinique. But before that, I called tow trucks. Remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. You called tow trucks.
Yeah.
Man, that's a gig for a teenager.
Right.
That would be interesting.
Tow trucks.
Yeah. Because the state police would call me on the phone, and then I would put out the all points bulletin to the tow trucks to go and.
See, I never had a job with that kind of responsibility.
That's kind of scary.
That's some heavy crap right there. I did work at a nuclear power plant at one time.
Oh,
yeah. But I wasn't doing anything. They'd make me fetch nails and things like that. That was it. But I didn't get to call a tow truck from the state trooper.
You know what's crazy is they're talking about how TikTok, I guess, might be ending on Saturday or whatever.
Yeah.
And I only bring this up because of my kid and his jobs and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I told my kid, I said, why don't you do Talk Tick, write up the thing or whatever. But he was telling me that Elon's creating a app, and it's called the Everything app, and so we're pretty sure he's gonna make it into TikTok.
You think so?
Yeah, so it's called the Everything app. It's gonna have a lot of AI, it's gonna have a bunch of different things, but in one portion of it I think is gonna be a little TikTok.
I mean, it would be smart to be all encompassing.
Yeah,
like that.
I saw this morning where three different people have made an offer to TikTok to buy it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one being Elon Musk, according to the sources. The other was Meek Mills. Rapper, right?
Really? Mills? I didn't see that one. I saw Mr. Beast.
Yeah, Mr. Beast.
Oh, that makes sense. Mr. Beast makes sense.
Meek Mills, Mr. Beast.
Meek Mills would have that kind of money.
I know.
He's kind of tied up with Puffy.
They're saying it's worth $300 billion.
Yeah, Meek Mills doesn't have that kind of money. Yeah,
it also came out yesterday that Donald Trump is going to sign an executive order saying that put a halt to this. Let's think about this before he goes away. So
for like 60 to 90 days or something.
Yeah, something
like
that.
Yeah, because Elon was asking for programmers, and he's like, I don't care where you go to school. I don't care if you even went to school, but I just want to see, I just want to see all your coding. And it's for this Everything app, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, I've been reading about this Everything. I don't understand it completely.
Well, it's not built yet.
Yeah, I mean, but there's articles out there about it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know exactly how far it goes as far as, you know,
My son used to be the biggest fan of Elon, but now he's not a fan of him at all.
Why is that?
Because he said he just gets everybody to do his work and acts like it's his idea. he just literally works everybody to the bone. You know, yeah. and then takes all the glory. Doesn't mention their names.
Maybe that's how you become a billionaire. You don't do the work. You just have everybody else. Hire the best people. Let them do it.
Just take the credit.
Right?
Because he never shouts out anybody. He doesn't ever. It's always him. He never gives anybody kudos. No. Ever, ever, ever. Yeah. All remember when you, before he was a Trump lover, you hated him? He was like, you were like, all he does is steal from the government. And
he does.
And just, I know, but you hated him. Because I was like, really? Because my son loves him. Oh, my God. He's a bad guy. And then all of a sudden he loved Trump. And now you love him.
I do love him.
I know.
I do love him. Yeah. I wear Elon Musk clothing.
I know. You're like, when I think they call you a sheep.
I'm a sheep.
You should go to the stock show.
I like X. I do like that. I'm not big on the electric cars, so I'm not still, you know, I'm not on board with that yet with the sheep thing.
Right.
But I do like the X format. And whatever he does in the future, I have no idea. I don't understand the spaceship stuff. Didn't he go into orbit yesterday for the first time or something like that?
I have no idea.
Or some of his people yesterday put up another rocket or something like that. He's hard to keep up with.
He is. There's a lot going on there, man. He's very busy. He's a very busy man.
I can't compare his day with my day.
No, mine either.
Okay, it just doesn't add up for some reason. No. All right, we'll get to tabloid trash coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's train of thought.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so this is complicated. I don't even know, you guys. Drake is suing his very own label. So UMG is his label, and he says that UMG knew what Kendrick Lamar was doing. So, you know, Drake and Kendrick Lamar have been going back and forth for like 800 years. It's just exhausting. And so now he's going after the label, saying that the record label promoted Kendrick Lamar's negativity towards Drake and pushed, saying that he was a pedophile, which, by the way, he has been known to date really young women, so... Oh, yeah. So that song, Not Like Us, it says a bunch of stuff. What's the clip of, Schmidil?
It's from They Not Like Us, which is Kendrick Lamar's song. It's the specific clip that they're, filing about. Yeah.
Can we play it?
I bleeped it. Yeah,
okay.
It's fine.
All right. So here it is.
Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 wop. That f*** them up. Wop, 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 wop. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a... Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord, and it's probably A minor.
You know, I had no idea Not Like Us was anything about him.
Yeah.
And by the way, the only part I know is Not Like Us. Yeah. Not Like
they
Us.
Not Like Us.
Not they Like not Us. Like not Like Us.
You know, I saw this controversy driving in this morning. I thought to myself, you know, Jamie, I need to find out which team you're on. Because I can't continue to work with you if you're on Team Lamar.
I know.
On Team Drake, okay?
Well, you like him young, too.
Yeah. You and I have to work this out. You're darn right. Boom. 2025.
Just kidding. All right, anyway, Travis Kelce is saying, I feel bad for him. I think that he was thinking about retiring. This is just my guess. I think he was thinking about retiring, and Taylor's like, oh my God, no, that's the only thing that makes you popular.
Well, she wouldn't get tickets to the game.
Exactly.
You know?
And I think that she feels like he's like, looks more manly, and it's like amazing that he's out there, and you know, she's kind of like a... She's kind of like into that part.
Well, it's a whole love story, like, right? He's the football player. She's like the cheerleader, I guess.
Right. And then they fall madly in love, and he's playing for the team. But then he gets old, and now he wants to retire. And she's like, no, don't stop. You can't be just sitting around on my private jet. You got to work. So here's what he had to say about that.
She's fully encouraging me to enjoy playing this game, and she loves coming to Arrowhead and coming to the games and cheering for me. So I got all the support in the world to keep chasing these dreams. That's the beauty of being in a very strong relationship, is that you get that support to be able to come in and focus on your craft, focus on being the best version of you, I'm as focused as I've ever been on my job and being the best player that I could possibly be week in, week out for this team. And, you know, it's because I don't have to worry about things in the off the field.
I hope they lose Saturday.
You do?
I want them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do,
get
too.
This over with.
Right.
Yeah, we don't care for the Chiefs. I mean, I know you do. You live in Kansas City, and I get that. No problem. But for me personally, get rid of the Chiefs.
Who are they playing?
I want them out of here. Houston.
Houston.
2:30 Saturday afternoon.
Gotcha.
First NFL game.
What I was going to go back to is what Travis had said. And, you know, I guess, Taylor and I are just built different. Because if I was a billionaire and my boyfriend's playing professional football, I'd be like, you know what? You need to retire because I don't want you to have brain damage or, you know, get snapped in two and, like, be paralyzed.
Oh, she doesn't care.
She doesn't care
at
all.
She doesn't care. It's all about how it looks to her.
Exactly.
I mean, he could get hurt Saturday.
He could. I mean, yes. Some of these guys literally have life-ending injuries.
By
you
the
know?
Way, they've already mentioned she's going to be there.
Oh, God.
Get ready. She's going to be there.
She
Man,
is.
I hope they lose.
I would love to see
I want her out of the playoffs because I feel like Taylor Swift is in the playoffs.
She is in the playoffs. You're not wrong at all. Kanye West. Oh, my God. He has confused fans royally. I guess yesterday he posted a video of Pamela Anderson completely naked.
Yeah, I watched it like 50 times, and no, just so we could talk
right,
about
right,
it.
Right, research. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know why he did that. It was confusing.
It was a clip from 2008, of all things. It was when it was Hugh Hefner's 82nd birthday, and Pamela Anderson walked out completely nude, just with high heels, and presented him with a cake. Well, I guess Kanye got a hold of this clip, and he posted it, and everybody's like, why are you doing that? Here's some of the comments. I don't think Pamela Anderson is going to like what Kanye did. Somebody else wrote, did Pamela Anderson approve Kanye to post this video? And then somebody said, why the F did Kanye West post Pamela Anderson naked in his stories? It's very difficult to defend this man. I try very hard sometimes. But other people say he might be hinting at a collaboration with her.
It's just weird because he didn't. He just put up the video. There's no words. There's no hinting at anything. You know, it's odd.
Well, they're saying it might be a hint of a collaboration because she appeared in his 2006 music video for Touch the Sky for his second studio album. So they're thinking that maybe she's going to be in a new video or something.
I don't think she wants anything to do with him.
I don't think anybody does.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
I mean, there's a lot looming with him right now.
Yeah.
With lawsuits, P. Diddy. All that. I don't, if I'm Pam Anderson, because I feel like Pam Anderson's made a comeback.
She has.
Big time. Why would you want to tie yourself to that weirdo?
Yeah, that's really bizarre.
So I don't know.
You'll be happy to know DJ Khalid and Fitty Cent they've ended their beef.
Really?
And another one. Yeah. And
they
another
have beef?
One. And another one. No, that's all DJ Khalid, whatever. That's all he says in his songs.
Another one.
And another one.
Yeah.
And another one.
I meant their beef. I didn't know they had a beef.
And another one.
Oh.
And another one. And another one. Shut up! I didn't know they had a beef either.
Yeah, I had no idea.
The only beef I know is like that, where's the? Yeah. And that was really funny.
I like a beef when it's over before I find out about it.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I had Arby's roast beef the other day, and it was kind of slimy.
Yeah, I got to agree with
you.
I went to Arby's. You know, funny you should bring that up. I haven't been to Arby's in probably 5 or 6 years. And I stopped in there and got a roast beef, and I wasn't real happy with it.
I took one bite, and I called it a day.
I'm with Jamie on that.
I mean, there's a reason why I only ate the chicken.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it obvious.
If you don't know, Carson worked there for how long?
Oh, like my entire life, pretty much. Ever since I was like 15, I got it.
Yeah.
My first job at 15, all the way through college, because they worked with my schedule when I was back from college. So it was great.
So that was good.
Yeah.
And so, didn't you say that roast beef comes in a big gelatinous like bag?
Yeah. So like we freeze it. It comes in a frozen package, right? It's like one slab, and then you unthaw it in the oven, right? To whatever temp, and then you slap it on that slicer, and you just slice it. But it looks slimy.
I will tell you, the slicer looks fun, though.
Yeah, it does.
I've watched that before. It's mesmerizing.
Anyway, that ends our beef discussion.
Yeah. Normally, when you get that roast beef, that horsey can kind of cover up the taste
sauce,
a little bit.
Yeah. People drowned it in the horsey
sauce. I love the horsey.
And then, finally for you, don't forget the Colorado State Police are looking for any of you that have had your car hit by big planks of wood yesterday. I guess I-25 north of State Highway 52, 15 miles of northeast of Boulder. 20 to 30 cars were hit by 2x4 planks that fell off a truck, and they're saying, please call them if you were involved in this.
Larry forgot to tie it down.
Here's what I would do. This is just me. Like, what? If you have some front-end damage or, like, you know, like a smashed windshield or something, I'd just say that you were behind that guy.
Why not?
Yeah. I would be like, oh, my God, I was totally behind there.
Look at my car. Yeah.
I mean, you didn't hear that from me. I'm just saying I would do that, but you guys don't do that.
That's a great idea.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday morning. It's going to get arctic, bitter cold. I mean cold for the weekend. Today it's going to be pretty nice, actually.
What did I say? They said 115 hours of below zero.
Yeah. 115 hours. I got to get out of town,
that's
man.
That's just such a weird thing to post.
Yeah, bringing it down by hours.
Right? It's just really odd to me.
All right, we're going to talk to the Mountain Wave weather guy. He's down in New Orleans, man. He's busy, 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 but he's going to make time to talk to us this morning to find out what exactly is going on. The snow forecast is really, well, the cold is really what's going to be really tough for us. But the snow forecast keeps changing, too, and it appears it's going to be 4 to 6 inches of snow.
Yeah, the wacky part, you know, I'm kind of used to snow Colorado, but the weirdest part is Sunday night being negative 15. Ugh.
Wind chill, 30 below.
Yeah, that's not going to be good. You know how many people's pipes are going to break? And, you guys, I'm telling you again, if you have an outside wall, like, you know, anything like that, open the cabinet doors. You got to open the cabinet doors. Even the shower door, if it's on an outside wall, open the shower door so heat gets in there. Because this is, I mean, this is the time when it can ruin your life.
Open the doors and get the hell out of town. That's what I'm going to do.
I know.
Yeah. Did you see the story of the lady that got scammed? over, I think, $800,000.
Yeah.
The Brad Pitt thing.
What made her think that Brad Pitt needed money?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
I guess it was Brad Pitt's mom that contacted her. Here's what she is saying. That Brad Pitt's mom contacted her and said, it's a woman like you that my son has been looking for all his life. She said that he was in the hospital and that he needed some money. And she said, at first I said to myself that it was fake, that it was ridiculous. But I'm not used to social media and I didn't really understand what was happening to me. I first sent $10,000 when the fake account said it needed her to pay customs tariffs so he could receive gifts that he claimed to have sent her. And then so she sent money. And then she said, there are so few men who write you this kind of thing that, you know, they liked her. She said, I liked the man I was talking to. He knew how to talk to women. It was always very well done. And so she was all into it.
All right. This lady is married to a multimillionaire. Okay.
Well, it said she divorced her husband.
Well, she was married to him. All right.
Oh, okay.
So, but anyway, she's in the money. She's got money. And she gets duped online by this scammer who pretends, I guess, to be the bomb. But this is absolutely incredible. She sends money wire after wire after wire, over $800,000.
Wait, it actually is sadder than what you're saying.
What do you mean?
It says she got a divorce settlement of $798,000, and she gave almost all of it to him of $775,000.
How do you believe you're dating Brad Pitt?
And then you gave all your money settlement, your divorce settlement. I mean, that is so sad, isn't it?
It's horrible.
I know.
Horrible. They caught the guy, by the way.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they caught him yesterday.
Oh, my
They tracked
God.
Him down, they said.
Oh, thank God. I
He's wonder surprised.
Nigeria or somewhere.
Shocker.
Yeah. But they found the guy. She gave them the information she'd been using on her computer with the IP addresses and stuff, and they were able to track him down, according to the sources.
Oh, my God.
But how do you send that kind of money? Well, that is unbelievable to me.
She said that the person kept, well, now what we know, that the person was using AI to show Brad in the hospital and that he had a kidney that was
failing. And all the pictures look legit.
They really do. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. But what did you see news reports of Brad Pitt in the hospital and it not just be one guy from Nigeria that's sending you these pictures?
I agree.
I mean, you would be seeing it all over the internet, right?
Well, she said that he told her, like, these are private pictures, don't share them.
Like, no one's talking about it.
Oh, it's
keep it on the DL.
Only you know.
Kind of like that time Jamie Foxx was in the hospital. Yeah. Nobody knew what was going
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's the same thing. Okay, crazy. Well, then I get it. I get why you send your life savings.
Is that crazy? That's so sad.
It happened to my brother, too.
Did it?
My brother was married to this lady who she got online and started this little back and forth with this dude. And he started asking for money. And she sent about $2,000, which is a lot to him.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, it's a lot to anybody.
Yeah, it was a lot to him. He busted her. Turned out her marriage ends with him, right? Then she finds out that the guy doesn't really exist. It's some scammer. Not only did she do that, send the money, it ruined her marriage, too.
Well,
it was over.
Obviously, it happened so much, they can actually create a TV show about it called Catfish. You know, I mean, that's how they have enough content to have a show going for what I feel like I've been watching it for 5 years.
It's been a while.
So they have that much content that they can keep it going. That's
unbelievable.
Crazy. Now, I know Brad Pitt, I didn't get to read it, but I know Brad Pitt responded to this. What did he end up saying?
They say it's Brad Pitt's rep who says this. It's awful that scammers take advantage of fans' strong connection with celebrities. He goes on to say, but this is an important reminder to not respond to unsolicited online outreaches from actors who have no social media presence. So I guess Brad Pitt's not even on social media, according to that.
Yeah.
And that doesn't say a lot. It's still going to happen. I mean,
did she get the money back?
No.
I know you said that they found him.
Oh, no, not that I know of. I don't think she's gotten any money back.
So the people that got arrested for imitating Brad Pitt was actually back in August, and it was a separate group of people. This specific lady, the people who scammed her have not been arrested.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man. Because I knew it happened once before because I watched a Dr. Phil about a Brad Pitt scam before. Mm-hmm. You'd think if she just watched Dr. Phil, she would have known that this happens, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, this says that back in August, five people were arrested for scamming someone out of $325,000.
Man, Brad Pitt's got pool.
Yeah, he does.
This article says that they were tracked down and they were busted doing another A-list star scam.
Really?
That the guy was tracked down in Nigeria, and that he was also popped because he was currently doing another scam with another A-lister with some other woman.
I mean, you know that you're hot when like, you're Brad Pitt, and you've already pulled in $1 million in scams.
Yeah, and you haven't even done anything. They're just giving you money.
You, I wouldn't, if we could pull that off, where you go online as my mom, say, I'm going to send you pictures of BJ in tights. This is really him. He needs money for a surgery.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give it a try.
See, if we could get a few bucks. We could get more than $3, Jamie. That's an insult. Are you kidding me? BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday.
BJ and Jamie.
Lady Gaga. And Bruno Mars.
I'm reading further into this story about the poor woman that was scammed thinking that she was talking to Brad Pitt. And she did an interview about this, you know, she was just very open and very sad about losing $800,000 to Brad Pitt. They had to take the interview down because she was getting such hate comments and getting harassed, and people found out her phone number and they were calling her and going, loser, and hanging up on her. And they were like leaving signs in her yard, just completely harassing her, and they had to take down the interview.
Well, she does come off looking like a dummy.
But everybody's been a dummy. We've all been a fool. I mean, not for $800,000, but.
Yeah, $800,000. We're not talking 80 bucks here.
I know. But
there's some dude sitting in Nigeria that's scamming you and sending you these bread. You think you're dating Brad Pitt? She thought she was literally having an affair with Brad Pitt over the internet.
But the thing is, I mean, she's already lost $800,000. Does she really need to, like, just keep getting kicked in the teeth?
And when you find out that it's fake and you've been scammed, I guess the first instinct is, I don't want this to happen to somebody else. So you want to come forward, but then it backfires. You look like a real idiot.
Well, I mean, but haven't we all been duped about, I know one, like we were told that Drew Barrymore was going to come to an event of ours or whatever. I wasn't, but our promotions team was told that Drew Barrymore. And so they set up a special area for it and all that. It was just some chick named Drew Barrymore.
Look, but she got the red carpet treatment.
There are degrees of duping. Okay, I've been faked out. We've all been faked out. Yeah. But not to the tune of
I know.
And that's all the money she had. Now, I feel bad, really bad, when it's somebody like 75, 80 years old that doesn't understand the internet and maybe got on for the first time and got scammed or whatever. Or somebody knocked on their door and scammed them that way. I feel really bad for those people, and they should put these scammers away. But this lady, she's 53, very attractive, was married to a millionaire. You would think that she'd know better. And all she got, according to what you said, Jamie, was $800,000 from her ex-husband.
Right.
That was her settlement. And she gave it all away
to
online.
Brad Pitt, though. Come on.
Thinking Brad Pitt needs the money.
So I
just look up his net worth.
I watched a TikTok video of an elderly woman, and she was at, like, I don't know, Walmart or something, buying gift cards. Because, you know, if they tell you to buy gift cards, it's a scam, right? Because they get away with it, and it's not traceable and all this stuff. And so she was buying it. And then a woman called the police and said, there's a lady here at Walmart buying all these gift cards, and I know it's not right. And she's on the phone with somebody from that's speaking in it with a Nigerian accent. So the cop took the phone, and they started getting a screaming match, and the Nigerian dude was telling the cop to give the phone back to her. It was just a mess. And the lady wouldn't even believe the cop. She's
really?
Like, no, I have to give him this money. I'm going to jail. And he's like, I'm a cop. You're not going to jail.
We don't have anything on you.
But they get in their brain.
Yeah.
I mean, here's a cop standing here telling this 80-year-old lady, I'm not taking you to jail. You're never going to jail. This is wrong. And so she's like, no, I am. I got to get these gift cards.
I just pictured Nigeria being full of, like, warehouses full of phone banks.
Yeah, I know.
And everybody in Nigeria is on the phone with somebody in the U.S. trying to scam money.
I agree.
That's what it feels like. They tracked this guy down in Nigeria, and they say he's already moved on to a new scam.
I believe it.
I don't think they can do anything to him.
Probably not.
She's not going to get her money back. That money is gone.
I don't know, like, how you find these people, you know, in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. It's like you said, phone banks.
Yeah.
Did you see, like, there's one picture where there's, like, 100 different phones that are robocalling? Yeah. Have you seen that picture?
Yeah, I have.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, that's what I pictured, too, over there. And you got to figure, too, that it's not like what we would think, that it's one guy that scammed eight, now he's 800. No, it's a cartel. It's run by, you know, major organizations in Nigeria that they get all this money in, and then they pay out these people that are work for them or whatever. It's just, it's a huge business for them.
You know what a good one was, just for common people like me that have feel like you have a little bit of common sense? I really liked the scam where they were like trying to sell hats and stuff that said like that said Broomfield Fire Department. You know? And I was like, ooh, that'd be cute to have a Broomfield Fire Department, you know, sweatshirt. But it was all a scam. I didn't send any money because Broomfield all of a sudden went up and said, we do not sell any of this gear.
We don't have merch.
Yeah.
Their fire department was being scammed?
Yes. Yeah.
Holy cow.
I mean, wouldn't you like to have a Broomfield Fire Department?
Yeah. I feel like I want to get in on a scam.
I will tell you, though, it is true, because one time I had a Burbank Fire Department shirt on that they gave me, and somebody in the grocery store said, what unit are you with? And I'm like, oh, no, they gave this to me. And the guy's like, you're not allowed to wear that. Yeah. I was like, they gave it to me. Yeah. I guess it's like coveted wear.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like their uniform and stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
So I got screamed at in the grocery store.
Beware, man. I swear, I think... I probably, and you probably do too, Jamie, I get probably a scam, somebody phishing every single day.
Yeah.
If Scam Likely calls me once, he calls me 50 times a day. It's every day.
I know, but sometimes I feel popular, you know. Like when I'm getting my nails done, my phone keeps going off. I'm like, I'm super popular.
It's the only time I get calls.
Just beware, man.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie, morning show. Shapey you. All right, couple of things here. First of all, 5K a day. You could win $5,000. Just listen to the Odyssey app for an hour. That's all it takes.
Bye. Yeah, you can just go and download it. It's the Odyssey app. And if you listen between now and February 7th, listen for an hour to be entered for your chance to win $5,000. We're giving away $5,000 to a new winner every single day.
All right. And what else? Oh, yeah. It's going to be cold as snot this weekend. God, so it's going to be really nasty. So don't fret out or anything. Just try to stay warm, okay? It's going to be really, really cold. National Western Stock Show continues. This weekend, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
a couple
sure
more
does.
Weeks left there. I think a week and a half or something like that. And get your tickets for that. All right. I've got this Mr. Beast guy here that's thinking about buying TikTok if you want to hear it.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Now, if you live in a TikTok world, which I don't live in a fitness world or a TikTok world. But if you do, then I guess there's some fear, right? That it's going away.
Yeah. And it's going to be, now the word is that they're going to completely shut it down on Sunday. So you'll be able to, even if it's downloaded, whatever, you can't use it, it'll direct you to another screen telling you about the ban. And then apparently if you use it like I do and make videos, then you can download all your stuff, but that's it.
Wow.
What are you going to do with your videos?
I don't know. I like TikTok.
You have no video home anymore with TikTok. All right, here's Mr. Beast. They say three people have made an offer. Mr. Beast, Meek Mills, and Elon Musk.
Meek Mills does not have that kind of money.
He made an offer.
That just seems crazy.
He's got to be part of a group, like a large group, or
P.
trying
Diddy's
to get
money. Maybe it wasn't he the one that who? Yeah, didn't they? Yeah.
There's a video. So.
Yeah.
There's a video. It's really weird. All right, here's Mr. Beast.
I just got out of a meeting with a bunch of billionaires. TikTok, we mean business. This is my lawyer right here. We have an offer ready for you. We want to buy the platform. America deserves TikTok. Give me a seat at the table. Let me save this platform, TikTok.
I wish I could buy it.
How much is it again? What's it?
Its estimated value is $300 billion here in the U.S.
But Mr. Beast doesn't have $300
billion. No, he's... So the
he's
word...
Be a payment plan?
The word is that he's going in with other people, like a group of billionaires to try and buy it.
Put it on a credit card.
They give loans for that? Yeah.
Where did he get all of his money?
From the internet.
Because he is a billionaire,
yeah,
right? Isn't he a billionaire?
Yeah.
I think he is, yeah.
Yep.
And he's got billionaire friends.
Yep.
You know, they make phone calls.
They just call people, want to buy it. Yeah,
all right,
it's fine.
Jamie and I believe... There's something rotten in Denmark when it comes to the Obamas.
This is sad. I love their love.
I know you do.
I love them as a couple.
So Johnny and June.
So the whole story is that Michelle and Barack might be on the rocks, which I love their love.
Yeah.
No, don't do it, you guys. You can fix it.
So Jamie started investigating this morning, right?
Yeah, I did.
And then she came up with this, and it shocks me that this actually is in print.
So 2 years ago, Michelle Obama did an interview with Revolt, and she says in the interview there was a solid 10-year period where she could not stand being married to Barack Obama.
That sounds like something my wife would say. I mean, that is alarming if you think about it. The first lady, former first lady, about an ex-president she's married to, and we've all just assumed that it was hunky-dory. Everything was great.
I loved them together.
Yeah, and now she has said that there was 10 years that she couldn't stand that little weasel.
She also said that her daughters were terrorists when they were younger.
I believe that. A lot of girls are.
Right? Little girls. Yeah.
Little girls are.
But no, so here's the thing. So if you remember, she wasn't there for Jimmy Carter's memorial, right? For his funeral.
She wasn't. Yeah. And I always found that, I found that a little suspicious simply because of her excuse. Now, if you say you've got a scheduling conflict and it's like some organization that you're raising a lot of money for, great cause, whatever. Okay, you got a scheduling conflict there. But her excuse was scheduling conflict is I'm on vacation in Hawaii.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. Your husband was a president. Here's a president that just died. You should be there, right?
Well, and I feel bad for Barack that he had to go there alone because everybody else had their, wives or husbands there, whatever. And then he's just sitting there alone because he's like, oh my God, Michelle's mad at me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everyone's judging me because she's not here.
Yeah, because she's not here. And so now he's announced, this is Barack. Barack has announced that he will be at the inauguration. Sorry. He'll be there, but Michelle said she won't.
Nope, she's not going.
What is going on?
Doesn't want anything to do with it. Now, I don't think it's got anything to do with President Trump.
Oh, no,
I do think that Barack could easily not go himself simply because he's not the outgoing president, but he could show up if he wants. He doesn't have to.
Just the fact that she's on vacation by herself without her husband is suspect.
Yeah, in Hawaii.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I was in Hawaii once, and I met this really cool chick. She lives here. And I was like, are you here alone with your kids? And she said, yeah, I just found out my husband's cheating on me. See, that's where you go.
That's where you escape because you're a long way away.
Yeah, and you can bring your kids and they can still have fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I think you're onto something. There's trouble, folks. We've got trouble
that
in paradise.
That makes me sad. You know, because I watched her. I like Michelle Obama, and I know you guys think she's a man or whatever, but she's not. Anyway, she's not a man.
Big Mike.
Yeah, I hate that whole thing. It drives me crazy. It's just so mean. Anyway, but she was on Ellen, and she was talking about being in the White House and how you kind of start to feel trapped. And so she said that sometimes she just takes a car and drives around the White House property because she doesn't get to drive anywhere. So she'll just drive around the White House property. Whee!
Oh. You know, she does, and I don't know anything about the lady, okay? But she does seem to me that she's over politics totally.
Yeah, I agree.
She's done with it. Yeah. She's been there. She's seen the dirty side of politics, everything about it. And she's like, I'm out of here, man. Yeah. I'm done with this.
Well, especially when she was talking to Ellen about how being trapped, you don't think about how these people are literally trapped at the White House. We think of it as glorious, right? But she's like, you're just trapped. You can't drive your car. And
her husband continues to play that role. He continues to be involved. He continues behind the scenes
is like? Tom and Giselle.
It is.
It is just like that.
Because he wouldn't quit his job.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And she said, hey, you're going to get hurt, baby. Yeah. You need to come home to me and the kids.
I bet there's a jujitsu guy in Hawaii.
You know, you're on to something.
I'm just telling you.
You might be on to something.
When women get really, really mad when you choose something over us.
Yeah.
And you choose politics, you choose football over us. Bye-bye.
And let me tell you, any dude out there, if your wife ever brings up jujitsu,
run.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Great. So I was just reading that this happened 7 hours ago. Denver Police Department is investigating another stabbing in the area of Larimer Street and 20th Street. One victim was transported to a local hospital. Extent of injuries unknown at this time. And then they're saying that, I guess, now I can't find it, of course. Westward just did an article. What did they say? 65 violent crimes in the last 6 months?
Yeah. up and down the mall.
Yeah, up and down, just 16th Street Mall alone.
That's a lot.
Yeah, 65? It is. 65 violent crimes.
Wow.
That is terrifying to me. We got to fix this. I used to love that place, man.
Yeah, me too.
All right, well, anyway. Happy news, everybody. Sorry. Let's see here. Here's the story. It says a flight attendant has been fired from Alaska Airlines because she was twerking in a viral video.
Yeah, I saw that video.
Yeah,
saw
you did?
The video. Yeah, I did my homework. Yeah. I watched the video. I don't think she should have been fired.
I don't either.
The
I agree
plane
with
was
you.
Empty.
And it wasn't, yeah. It wasn't like bad twerking.
No,
it wasn't.
Like, I agree.
Raunchy.
Yeah, no. I mean, if we put up a video of you, Schmidl, in here twerking, would you get fired?
No. I hope not.
Yeah. And see? The thing is, she had on her uniform. Okay, so this flight attendant, Alaska Airlines, she had on her uniform. The plane was empty, and she just did like a little sachet, you know, ta ta ta, and then she went like that, just two little pumps, two little.
Yeah, it's not like full blown like twerking.
No, but I think twerking should be allowed on a full flight. While we're in the air, serving drinks,
I'm all for it.
Yeah. Bring some excitement to the game. I'm excited that Morgan Wallen is going to get back together with his ex, the one he had a child with.
You know he's loving this.
I know for sure. So if you don't know, we believe that Morgan Wallen, he kind of took a really bad turn for a while because his girlfriend that he had a child with had left him. And not only did she leave him and say, see you later, you're a piece of poo or whatever. She took the kid with her and then she got married like immediately. And he didn't see that coming at all. And he was heartbroken. And so what he did is threw a chair off a roof.
That's why he threw the chair?
We think so.
Oh. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
Because that happened like that morning or something?
It was like within the same week.
Week, yeah. So he was acting out because she got married. And so now her name is Katie Smith. Now she is split from her husband, Luke, after 9 months of marriage. They only were married for 9 months. It says in an Instagram story posted on Tuesday, the social media influencer announced that she and Luke were going to go their separate ways. She revealed that she's been keeping the details of their split private. However, she said there's not a lot to share. Nobody's in the wrong. We both love each other. I hate it when they say that and they're broken up. We love each other. Sure you do. Anyway, they love each other and there's no one did anything wrong. Everything's fine. But you know that Morgan's like, oh my God, she's available now.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get her.
Wow.
Yeah. Because Morgan and her have a little 4-year-old son. And so I'm sure he's like, I can tap that now.
I don't think he's saying that.
You don't?
No, I don't.
After he was heartbroken and now she's single?
No, that doesn't mean anything.
Really?
No, I mean, you could share a kid.
I think he wants her back.
No, I do too.
Carson.
We do.
No.
Yes.
He does not want her back.
Listen, if your ex goes off and with another guy, gets married, and then you're that mad to throw a chair off a building?
Exactly.
You don't know if that's why he threw a chair.
We're pretty certain.
I think it had something to do with his buddy Jim Beam.
Well, no, but he had been like, he's just spiraling out of control. And he even said that it like broke his heart.
He was drinking because of that.
Yep. Sometimes that's what people do. They go to a bar, drink because of their ex-lover, and throw chairs. It's a song. It's a country song.
Okay.
Oh, right. Thank you.
You've convinced me.
Okay, thank God.
All right, sorry about that.
Thank God. Because I was sure. Yeah, right?
That's why he threw that chair.
Timothy Chalamet. He went viral. If you saw him the other day, it was viral. He arrived at the premiere of a movie on a Lime bike. So he was super duper excited to drive up. Everyone was like, oh my God, that's so cute. That's so funny. But then he got a fine. He revealed that he actually got a $65 fine that night because he didn't park the bike properly.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure you can.
You know, when it comes to renting those Lime scooters or bike, why is it you look cool on a scooter but you look dumb on a bike?
Yeah,
but
I know.
You do. You know what I'm
saying? I do.
If I see somebody downtown, for example, they're on a bicycle, it looks goofy to me.
Yeah.
But if they're on a scooter, they look cool, man.
Maybe it's because they're standing up. I don't know.
I think because the bike is too thick. It looks like it looks like a Schwinn with a basket on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that if you see somebody on a bicycle, you expect a certain look.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's it.
People on bikes usually look pretty cool, but that's a thick bike.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like. Yeah. Does that make sense? It looks like it has a bell on it. Bing, bing.
And some of them might. And some of them do. Like the ones near my neighborhood, you can actually rent like electric bikes.
Yeah.
And they do have baskets on them, just in case you're like going to the store.
I know, because we did it at my son's university. We rented bikes. They were a lie, is what they were. Pedal assist my ass. They weren't like an electric bike that actually takes control and will actually do it for you. These are quote unquote pedal assist, which are a complete lie. You're going up a hill. This is really a hilly area. Oh my God. Where's the pedal assist?
When's it kick in?
Because I'm used to electric bikes that just take over and take you up the hill.
Yeah.
Pedal assist, you actually pedal. I was going to die. Even my son was like, and he's in great shape and he runs and everything. He's like, wow, that pedal assist doesn't do a whole lot, does it, Mom? I'm like, thank God you said that. I thought it was me. Anyway, so I think that's just because they're so bulky. Let's see here. Carrie Underwood will be joined by performers including Kid Rock, The Village People, Billy Ray Cyrus, Lee Greenwood, Rascal Flatts, Jason Aldean, and more over the weekend and Monday as part of Donald Trump's inauguration event in Washington, D.C.
Big deal.
Yeah. Remember that one time, like, he couldn't get anybody?
It was so sad. Yeah.
It's like, who was it? He's like, a ton of celebrities will be here. And then, like, it was, I don't know, it was like Jewel or something. Like, one.
Yeah, I feel like Lee Greenwood's always a backup, though.
Yeah, yeah, because he's proud to be American,
anything.
Right?
He'll show up for anything.
Or at least I know I'm free or whatever. Let's hear that one. No. Jessica Simpson and Eric Johnson signed a prenup, so that's good. I did not know this, but Jessica Simpson is worth $200 million.
Wow.
It's because of all her clothing and shoe line.
I knew she was worth a lot. I didn't know it was that much, though.
Yep, that's what it says. And thankfully, they have a prenup agreement. She said a long time ago, her and Nick Lachey did not have one, and she learned her lesson then, so... What?
Sounds like she paid him a lot.
I know, right?
If you say I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah. That means Nick Lachey made a bundle.
Yeah. I like them together, though.
Yeah, I did, too.
They were cute.
I did, too. I like him. Nick Lachey, he seems like a good dude.
I liked Brad and Jen together, too.
Yep. But wasn't that during her drinking days? Didn't Nick have to put up with the booze?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just say something about me? I was thinking about this.
Go right ahead, JB White.
Okay, thank you very much.
Say something about yourself.
Here we go, on my rant. What? You rolled your eyes. I just saw that. No, I want to say something about me.
Okay, say something.
So, like, people call me names and stuff and say I'm a man killer and I can't keep a relationship and, you know, all that crap, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I hear it all the time.
Can I just say something?
Everywhere I go, people come up to me and say, man, I feel sorry for you, BJ.
Okay, this is not how this was going to go.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
So I want all of you to realize something, because I thought about this yesterday. Yesterday, my ex-husband talked to my niece about my sister. My sister was in a horrible car accident, and my ex-husband is an orthopedic surgeon. So he was sent the CT scans and the x-rays and gave his opinion because he has expertise in foot and ankle. And so, and then he and I talked, and I thought it was really nice. And he's like, you know, anytime you need anything, I'm always here for you. A, okay? B, my son's dad sent my sister flowers on behalf of him and my son.
Gotcha.
B, how nice is that,
that's
right?
That's great.
Three, remember the first guy I lost my virginity to on a combine, Travis?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. Well, he also sent my sister flowers and checks on me every day and asks how my sister is. That is three of the longest relationships I've ever been in. And guess what? They're all still my friends.
No, it just means they wish you'd married your sister.
Still trying to get at it.
Got nothing to do with you.
BJ
and Jamie.
Oh yeah!
It's time for some Mountain Wave Weather. Brought to you by John, the Mountain Wave Weather Dude.
I love it. We've tracked him down.
Yep, it's going to be a big weekend. Lots of stuff going on.
He is the source, man, we go to here at the BJ and Jamie Morning Show when we need the real scoop when it comes to the weather. John, the Mountain Wave Weather Guy. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing good, man.
We're good. You're like at a weather conference or something, right?
Yeah, I'm at the AMF conference. It's like the biggest weather conference of the year.
Oh,
in,
no,
American
in the US.
Meteorologist.
Are you there for like the entire week or what?
Yeah, I'm here for pretty much the whole week. So
when we go to one of those radio conferences things that sometimes Jamie and I get to attend, man, do people get drunk? They get so wasted at these things. Do they get all liquored up down there at the weather one?
Some people like to go out and party a lot. Yeah, it depends on like which branch and which type of group that you go out with. But yeah, there's definitely some of that going on.
Yeah.
So we also get like record suites, like where you can go and like have food and they have like little gift bags and stuff like that. What kind of like, how are you trying to upsell you guys stuff? Like, are there's like a thermometer like suite?
Yeah. Right. Do you get like a barometer with logos on them?
Yeah.
From companies?
If you go down to like the exhibits where all the vendors are, they have all sorts of stuff. So they have everything from like stickers to little flags to, some of the stuff they have is really cool. Like they have drones, they have like a little mobile radar that you can buy.
No kidding.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff. I mean, it's not cheap. It's really expensive, but it's fun to see.
Still cool stuff, huh?
Who knew? Yeah.
Man.
They have weather swag.
God, I love weather. I'd love to go to one of those. I would.
Right?
Yeah.
Could any Yahoo like me get in?
For the AMS, you can attend, but you have to pay, and it's fairly expensive. Yeah. Some of the other ones you can go to, like there's a Storm Chaser convention,
I believe
they're going to be in Denver next year. So that's
there
one
you
that
go.
You can
Dude,
go to.
Keep me posted.
And that one's cheaper, and that one's more laid back and more fun too.
All right, John, let's get to the weather for the weekend. Let's go.
Yeah, well, as you probably heard, it's going to be cold. So
all right, thanks, John. We'll see you.
I know, that's it, right?
Yeah, it's going to be cold. Okay, thanks.
So we have two Arctic fronts moving through. We got one coming in Friday into Saturday, and then we got another one coming in Sunday to Monday. So each one of those is going to bring a lot of cold Arctic air from the north. And we're talking about, you know, highs in like the single digits on Saturday. A lot of models Sunday have us not even really getting above zero. And then going into like Monday and Tuesday, a little bit warmer, but still really cold. So at night, you're even like Denver and some of the Palmer Divide areas, you're looking at like 5 to 10 below zero, which is really cold. If you add the wind in, there'll be a little bit of, kind of a breeze as we go through this thing. Some of the models have wind chills as low as 20 below zero going Sunday night into Monday and then Tuesday into Wednesday. Man. So, yeah, very, very, very cold. You don't want to be out
below zero, and that's not, is that, did he say wind chill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wind chill.
That's what it feels like to you when you walk outside.
Normally, we don't get that much snow when it's this cold, but it looks like maybe even 4 to 5 inches of snow.
We don't. You don't have a lot of moisture in the atmosphere with these things. It's just too cold. The colder it gets, the harder it is to hold moisture. But we will have enough moisture to squeeze some snow out. And because it's so cold and dry, that snow really, it's that really light, fluffy, powdery stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It tends to stick on the road sooner and cause all sorts of problems. But it also, because it's that light, fluffier stuff, it stacks up a little more. So if it's warmer and you have a storm like this, you'd say, oh, yeah, an inch or two of snow. But because of the way this one's setting up and how cold it is, that 3 to 4 to 5 inches. I mean, yeah, Denver is like a 3 to 6 inch range, and then, Palmer Divide's 4 to 8, and foothills are 4 to 8. So, and it doesn't, like, it's not like a super heavy snow. It's one that just kind of lingers and adds up over, a day or two.
Wow.
This is great. So I think, though, what you're saying is that Sunday, I think Sunday night, I can take like a glass of water and throw it in the air and it'll crystallize, right?
Yeah. Sunday night into Monday morning, if you get those really cold wind chills, you take, the best way to do it is a pot of hot water.
Okay.
And then toss it up in the air and it'll just completely like freeze and crystallize.
You're kidding.
I'm sure you've seen the videos.
Yeah.
Oh. Jamie, that was smooth. That was really cool how
really
you brought that up.
And project.
Yeah, that's wild. All right.
Yeah, well, take your kid outside, geez, DJ, and super, do that. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
I think I will.
Yeah,
that's a pretty cool experiment there.
Right?
All right, John, thank you so much for taking time out of your little weather gig down there and talking to us. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
You know what's sad, John, is that we're going to video doing that, but then we have no place to put it because TikTok will be shut down.
It's gonna be gone.
And put on you have a Facebook page. You could do that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, just not to say.
Hey, John. I'm at this conference, and all these kids are like, you know, Facebook, only old people use that. I'm like, well, what if, that's where I am. They're like, you need to get on something else. I'm like, So it's like, I'm in my 30s, and I'm like the old guy at the conference, you know, and then they have the really old guy.
No, that's so sad.
All right, John. Is the baby okay? Everything good?
Oh, yeah. Okay, he's doing really well. Yep. He's starting to grow, and, you know, he's just close to, like, the point where he can get around the house and starting to run around and explore things. So, yeah, it's really cool. At this age, they're starting to develop their own little personality, and he's just very happy all the time. All right, happy about everything.
Yeah.
So just very laid-back and happy little guy.
But the wife, let me just do an impression. Yeah, it's fine. You can go to the conference. It's fine. I'll just be here alone with the baby. It's fine.
Well, see, that's the trick. Is I had her go out and stay with family, so she's there with the baby.
Good job.
She's not at home by herself. She's out and hanging out with you know, mom and dad and brother.
That's a better move right there.
And then when you leave the conference, just grab some of those free wind chimes or something. Take them home to them. They'll be so happy together.
I already asked her if I could buy the little mobile radar thing, and that was a hard no when I told her the price tag. So,
how much is it?
They have one that starts at about $25,000.
Okay.
What? John?
Yeah, but it's mobile.
Yeah, mobile radar. Don't you have a phone? You
can look at the radar. I've got it on my phone now.
Right?
I've got radar. Oh,
the mobile app's like, you know, $4.99. So I think I'll stick with the mobile app.
Exactly.
All right, John, you have a great weekend, all right? Yep.
All right, you guys too. Enjoy it. Stay warm.
Thank you.
And, you know, stay safe with the snow.
You got it.
Thank you so much. Thanks, John.
All right, take care, guys. Thank you.
It's time for some Mountain Wave Weather. Brought to you by John, the Mountain Wave Weather Dude.
That guy's the best, is he not?
He really is.
Oh, man, oh, man. If you want the forecast, you want accuracy, whoo, you got to get John. John, the Mountain Wave Weather Guy. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Jamie, you ever shop at Ross?
I don't enjoy it.
You don't?
No, I don't.
They're shutting down a lot of stores.
Yeah. It's just a bunch. It's just so messy.
It's all kind of thrown together. I ran into a
Ross in Honolulu when we were up there.
A man named Ross?
No. The Ross store. I went into the store, and I'm with you. It was a little...
It's disheveled.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I went in looking for a pair of shoes, and I couldn't find my size because everything was just from kids' shoes to adults. It was just all mixed together.
I the only one like that's kind of like that is I think TJ Maxx is just kind of a fun shop because like you can find like a Tumi suitcase and you know just random stuff. You're like, oh my, I bought a Tumi suitcase at TJ Maxx.
Yeah, you can get some deals.
Yeah.
TJ Maxx is like going to a garage sale.
It is.
Well, that's what it is to me.
It's like Ross. That's like Ross's. They're both the same thing. Except Ross is mostly clothes and TJ Maxx has like other crap.
Yeah. I'm surprised Ross is going out though because I think a lot of people go there.
Well, this is even sadder than that. You want to know what it is?
What?
The Kohl's.
Kohl's.
They're shutting down Kohl's.
No.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
No. We will not allow this.
It's the one on Parker Road.
Why?
And it's near Aurora. It's in between. It's like in Centennial, in between Parker and Aurora. And they're shutting it down because it's underperforming.
Don't you live in Parker?
Yeah.
Why aren't you saving it?
So
you and your friends need to be out there with signs.
That's not my go-to Kohl's. My go-to Kohl's is the one on Quebec and Lone Tree. No, that's the one.
If it were in my neighborhood, you get the Littleton Kohl's. They announce they're shutting down. I'm out there with all my friends with picket signs. We're gonna save the store.
Can I just tell you, I really don't know how Kohl's works because I swear to you, like sometimes I'll get a scratcher and I don't know why. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sometimes
you hand a scratcher and it can be like 30% off the whole thing and she'll be like, keep trying. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. That's why they're going out of business. Wait, scratch till you get the 40%.
I know.
They do make you feel like you're getting a deal.
I know. Yeah. And then they give you Kohl's cash. And you're like, how did I get this? And they're like, here's $28.
I don't know if we've ever redeemed it, though.
I know. I don't think it's tires.
There's Kohl's cash on our counter all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
I know.
And I don't know if we ever use it.
The one thing that I have that I know we're never going to use, so we took back something to Canada Goose, the store in Cherry Creek.
Yeah.
Right? And, okay, it was a dumb purchase. All right, I admit it. I bought a beanie for $225.
What?
Oh, man.
$200?
$225.
Why?
Because it had Canada Goose on it.
Oh, just for the label itself.
The logo.
So I gave it to my son. Like, my son is like the normal kid, right? He looks at it. I got it for Christmas, and he goes, it was $225? And I'm like, oh, it was? I didn't even really notice. Because I actually didn't really notice how much it was. And he goes, Mom, this is the dumbest thing you could have ever spent money on. And I was like, yeah, okay. So we went and took it back. We returned it.
Yeah.
But they would only give me store credit for it. So he got a regular, like a shirt. And now we have $14 left to spend there.
Hmm. How are you going to find anything that's $14 in that store?
You're not.
Yeah.
No.
It's just gone.
You can't. It's literally $14 that just, I mean, there's not anything that you can buy.
Yeah, it's just in the atmosphere now.
Yeah, it is. It's true. I just look at it and I laugh because I'm like, that is $14. It's just gone.
Just the gall of a company that's going to mark a beanie at $225.
I thought it was cute. My son hated it.
What? That's...
It's ridiculous, yeah, isn't
ridiculous,
it? Listen,
yeah.
You know, I know you don't understand designers, but that's just how it works, darling.
I guess. I don't live in that designer world, I guess.
No, you don't.
BJ and Jamie.
Do-do-do-do. Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Bitter cold for the weekend. That's the forecast, anyway. Let's see. Oh, by the way, if you listen on the Odyssey app for an hour, you could win $5,000 every day.
Every day.
And a shout out to Skip. Could you please pass my partner's renovation because he is stressed out to the max.
Hello, Skip. Skippy, Skippy. Hey, Skippy, you know what I'm going to do today?
What?
I'm going to go home. Yeah. Skip's coming to the house, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to make me some Bob Ross toast. Jamie brought my toaster in today.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about this.
I just read the craziest thing. God, this, like, I can't figure out if it makes me feel old or what. But they're saying that the U.S. National Archives and Records is looking for several people who know how to read. Guess what they know how to read?
Braille.
No.
Chinese.
Look at these.
Is it cursive?
It is cursive. That's the answer.
Yeah,
crap.
Yeah, that's the answer. Can you believe that? That is the weirdest story ever, that they can't find people to hire that know how to read cursive. What the hell?
Yeah, that kind of makes sense to me, because like BJ sort of writes in cursive still, and there's days where I'm just like, I can't read any of this. I know that I have chicken scratch and my handwriting is really hard to read.
Yeah, your handwriting's horrible.
But like, sometimes I can't read it.
Really?
Yeah.
You were taught it.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, you were taught it.
You just can't read.
Son has no clue how to write cursive.
Really?
No clue. He tries all the time. It looks stupid. He has no clue.
But I think they teach it again, though.
No, they don't.
No, I don't think so. Everything's done like
It's like 20.
Now.
Only 21 states teach it, I think.
Yeah.
Frog knows cursive.
Oh, he
really?
Does?
He doesn't know how to write it, but he knows what it is.
I think a lot of schools.
He's a privately taught child. Those Catholics.
He's in a Catholic school, but he knows what cursive is. I don't think he could write it.
They at least show you how to sign your name for like documents and stuff.
Yeah.
They never taught the kids.
They didn't teach Ralphie that?
Nope.
Wow.
Sure didn't. Nope.
I thought they did.
No, I promise you they did not.
No, I'm just saying that the school he goes to.
Can you imagine all the athletes that are going to sign autographs in the future? They have no idea. They're just going to put their name.
My son, he was like, what do you think about the signature? And I don't even like, I'm like, I guess that's okay. And he's like, well, I want to be able to sign it in cursive. And it's like, yeah, they never taught him any of that.
You would never think, though, that a place like the National Archives would have a difficult time finding people that could actually read cursive.
Mm-hmm.
Not just write, but even just read it, which is even easier.
Yeah.
But that is bizarre.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, it's a dumb request, actually. I mean, or a bizarre request, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, they're saying that they're looking for like three people to fill the role.
You can read cursive, right?
Oh, yeah. I can read it. I can write it. All that stuff. But it just makes me feel so like antiquated. Like, you know, you go through parts of your life where you're like, damn, am I that old?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
You know, and it's smack right in the face.
And I love cursive handwriting.
Yeah, I do too.
Because I think it really says a lot about people.
Well, you know, I can't read the old letters from Lithuania because they did it with a ink pen.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
They dipped it in ink and whatever. And it's all, I mean, that must have taken an hour to write the word hi.
Yeah.
Because it's all
like
fancy and pretty.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all crazy. I'm like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, but people used to write, you know, a letter, you know, send it by mail, whatever.
Yeah.
In the handwriting was everything.
Yeah,
I thought.
I mean, my mom, every time she gives me a card, it's all in cursive, too.
Yeah.
Somebody said, my kids are actually learning cursive in school. You must be, you know, I bet you are, Valor.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Yeah. You need that for Harvard and all the Ivy League
yeah,
schools.
You're either Valor or Creek.
Yeah, I knew that because I was surprised when Frog said that, you know, he mentioned the word cursive. And I'm like, oh, I didn't think they even taught that anymore. But yeah, he knows what it is. I don't think he can do it, though.
It says, this is crazy. We had to go and get our own car out of valet because it had switched, you know, the time had switched. And nobody knew how to drive a stick shift.
Oh.
So the guy that parked it, you know, they went to the next shift. And then the new shift didn't know how to get
it. Yeah. That's awesome.
I get that, yeah.
That's
a lot of people don't know how to do that.
Well, yeah, that's what they're saying. Like, you know, when Denver had that huge crime spree on cars, everybody's like, just buy a stick shift. You'll be fine. Nobody will steal it.
Shmadu, you can drive a stick, right?
Hell yeah, I can.
Okay.
I've only ever owned sticks.
Sure.
Yeah, I can drive a stick as well.
I learned on one, yeah.
Me too. Well, I told you guys the story. My sister wanted to make out with this boy, and he had a stick shift car, so he's like, just take the car. You know, I'm a little kid,
yeah.
And I'm like 12, and he's like, just go away. Kind of because I'm like, what are you guys doing making out? So he basically gave me his car to go away.
At 12?
At 12. At the campgrounds. And so I was, oh my God, I could smell that. What I was burning out was that
the
thing?
Clutch?
The clutch.
Just
I was
tearing it out.
Oh my God, I could smell it. I'm like, I don't know what happened, but I think your car got a little hot. They got to make out, so that's all that matters.
They should go back to teaching cursive, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I really think they should, don't you? I mean, just for signature purposes.
It's just that they don't write anything. I mean, my kid is just on his computer on everything. I mean, he literally, all his notes, everything. I don't know the last time he's used a piece of paper and a pencil.
But you need a signature.
Well, he practiced
one.
That's
all you need.
I know, but he practiced one of those. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, I could not tell you the last time I saw him write anything down.
No kidding.
Yeah. But I told you how dumb I was when my girlfriend, she went, there was a used car on the side of the road. And she's like, oh my gosh, I got to get that number. And I said, oh, I'll get it. Can I have a piece of paper and pencil? And she goes, oh my God, just take a picture of it. I was like, right.
Oh, yeah.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Carson and I just doing some mapping on finding a spot for the new Broncos Stadium. We're doing topography, looking at everywhere. The thing is, I was telling him, I really want the mountains in the background. I think that's important for the shot.
Oh,
that would
be a
shots.
Great backdrop.
I think anywhere you put it, you're going to get the mountains.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I get the mountains from my house.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the first.
I mean, I think anywhere you go.
Mm.
I do like the fact that you get the downtown area, the skyline, and the mountains all together with it.
Yep.
But I think you get the mountains wherever you go.
Because we were looking at Lone Tree where the owners were saying that they were looking at, and we were trying to figure out, like, where's a good mountain view?
And my neighborhood Facebook page has been blowing up for months about this, just speculation. People are thinking it might go out by Hess, and then others are like, oh, no, it's going to be in the heart of Lone Tree right by Cabela's and right by the light rail system.
Have you guys ever paddleboarded Hess?
No.
It has the stinkiest clay that you've ever smelled in your life.
Which one's Hess?
It's like kind of close to Castle Rock.
No.
Yeah, it's in between Parker and Castle Rock.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We went paddleboarding.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. Yeah.
That's a whole different kind of smell, that clay. I don't even get it. I what is that?
They have the same problem out there at the, what is it, Bear Creek area?
Yes, that smell.
That little pond there on C-470.
Hey, what do you guys, I love this game. BJ, when you were gone, we played a game kind of sweeping the nation. We tried to guess the end of jokes.
Yeah.
Because we really didn't have a whole lot to do while you weren't here.
Yeah.
And so you guys want to guess the end of my joke?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Sure. Here it is. What do you call fake spaghetti?
Pasta. Fake spaghetti. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have a guess.
An impasta.
That's right.
Impasta. All right. Good job, Spadil.
That was good. Thanks. That was really good. Hey, Carson, I see that your Avalanche coach is really mad at the team.
Yeah, I mean, the other game last night against the Rangers the other night was exciting. Don't get me wrong. I loved it. But, I mean, they played crappy.
I mean, he literally said on TV, I watched him do a little press conference. He's like, yeah, the practice, it was horrible. They're all horrible. There's one or two that are good.
The coach is saying
that? Oh, my God. He's just like, yeah. he does not like his team.
He's sometimes like, we'll take the points, but overall, I'm unimpressed.
Yeah. He goes, there was like one that was maybe good.
Which, I mean, I give him credit. They were terrible.
Well, it does kind of remind me when we go into the boss's office, he's like, yeah, maybe one show was kind of good.
Yeah. He'll scratch his head and he'll say, how do we get a best of out of that?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. That's really on you from here on out.
Sometimes I feel bad for Spadil. He's like, there's no best of in that one. Today would be a prime example of that.
It's tough. It really is tough.
And maybe even yesterday, too. Yeah. It's a new year. I'm going to kick off my new year in February. That's what I've decided.
Yeah, it's a good move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know?
I might even shoot for March.
It's just January really hasn't been going my way, so I'm gonna just do it.
And February's all about the kids. You know, it's all about the children's hospital event and all that.
That's true.
I think we wait till March and we'll kick this baby in.
Okay. All right. I like it. Yep. I like it. All right, let's see here. What do I have to tell you? Spadil, very excited about the new Nintendo Switch 2.
Yeah, they just revealed what it's gonna look like yesterday. It's way bigger than the other Switch.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it's supposedly they improved the controllers so that they don't have it's called stick drift. After you use the controller a bunch, it'll like go to the left the whole time, even when you're not touching it, kind of a thing. So they supposedly fixed that problem.
You're 34 years old.
Yeah.
It's okay. Elon plays games, too.
Yeah.
Okay. There are a lot of gamers out there. All right.
It's okay.
It's 2025. Gaming's cool now.
I mean, you're really excited about it.
Yeah.
He is. I mean, for the Nintendo Switch, he's a little too excited. Because that seems more basic for
it
you.
It does.
Dude, I just love Zelda so much.
Oh, she loves you, too.
Yeah.
Does
she work
so
here?
Hot. It's one of those anime girls. He's in love with her.
Oh, Zelda?
Yeah. He's like in love with her.
Well, it's a really popular game. Yeah.
Do you love her?
I did pay an OnlyFans girl to dress up as Zelda once.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I take back that thing I said about being 34 years old. You know, live your life, buddy.
Thanks.
Living my best life. I paid an OnlyFans girl to dress up as Zelda. And he wonders why he's single. I mean, I'm single for obvious reasons. It's not that.
Yeah, you come across as such a catch.
Hey, this is cool. There was a meteorite that was in Canada, and it's the first time a meteorite has ever been not only filmed, but also the sound was also obtained at the same time. Like, they have pictures of meteorites flying through the air, and sometimes they'll have sound of it, but it's the first time in history that we have both the visual and the sound of the meteorite hitting the ground.
And it sounds exactly what you would think.
Go ahead.
And it looks exactly the way you would think.
Yeah. This is crazy. This guy was outside with his dog. He's on a Ring camera. He was just outside with his dog. He walks inside, and right after he walks inside, kaboom, the meteor hits the concrete and blasts into a billion pieces. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I mean, it's weird that it's the first time that it's been caught on camera with audio and video both.
I know. I thought so, too.
That's pretty bizarre.
It was caught on a Ring cam, and so that's what they're saying, the first time ever. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, did you guys? We already talked about that one. Travis Kelce, he's saying that Taylor Swift doesn't want him to retire. Mm. He was kind of thinking about it a little bit, but then he was like, she was like, oh my God, I want you to still stay popular. And so, like, go ahead and stay out there, Travi, because, like, everybody looks at me when I'm in the box seats and stuff, and if you're not playing football, then I won't be able to go, and I'll be dumb.
Plus, he won't wear those tight pants anymore.
Exactly.
She loves that.
Yeah. Anyway, so here's what he had to say.
She's fully encouraging me to enjoy playing this game, and she loves coming to Arrowhead and coming to the games and cheering for me. So I got all the support in the world to keep chasing these dreams. That's the beauty of being in a very strong relationship, is that you get that support to be able to come in and focus on your craft, focus on being the best version of you. I'm as focused as I've ever been on my job and being the best player that I could possibly be week in, week out for this team. And, you know, it's because I don't have to worry about things in the off the field.
I have theories. I think we should do bets, okay?
What's that?
My bet is that after the Super Bowl, he asked her to marry him. After the Super Bowl.
After they win?
No. I'm sorry. No. Just after the season is what I meant to say. Yeah. After the season. Ooh. We won't know about it, but that, I mean, it's not going to be like on the field. Yeah. She would die. That would be cheeseball. But no, like after the season. That's my guess. Ooh, maybe they'll do it on the Jumbotron.
Maybe. Kiss cam.
All right, you guys, thoughts? When do you think they'll get engaged?
Oh, I don't think it's going to be after the season. Well, it'd be after the season, but it could be months down the road. I don't.
Okay, so
I still don't know if it's going to work out.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but you didn't think Blake and what's her name? Miranda would, not Miranda, it didn't work out. Blake and Gwen would work out.
Well, it's still on the edge for that one. That one's still a touch and go.
They've been married for a while.
Yeah, we don't hear about them though much, do we?
Yeah, we do.
No, we do.
Yeah.
Well, I don't. I don't know. I don't see them getting married. Really? I just don't. No.
Really?
I don't.
See, I'm going to give it another year.
One more year? Yeah, okay. Schmidl, yours? Year.
I also think that they're not going to get married. I feel like they would have done it by now.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. No, they've been too busy. Yeah. It's too much going on. Yeah. She's got too much working on.
See, here's why I think they're going to get married. Because she's that tick, 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 tick. Women have this weird clock.
Uh-huh.
And we have a certain amount of time to have children. Tick. Tick, right. Tick, tick, tick. And I think she's ticking.
She could be ticking.
And he is ticking.
And it's my belief that every woman has like an internal clock, just like kind of Jamie's saying. But something goes off and they have a number of years that you have to be with them, that if you either commit or you don't.
Right.
Like there's a hard line. Like for Brie, it was about six.
6 years?
Yeah, she was like, all right, we've been together for 6 years.
I think
years.
Lisa like, was 7 years or something?
Yeah, eight.
And when she started, like, finally going, okay.
Yeah.
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 But see, what are we going
to
do?
See, I think when she gets to that point of demanding the ultimatum, that's when he's gone.
I don't know.
I don't think he's going to go for that.
I think he would be more devastated. I don't think he would break up with her.
Yeah, I think she's in control of the relationship, too.
I'm going to say they're not going to get married. I'll stick with that.
I'll stick with it, too.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to say they're going to get married because she likes that he's tall. Okay. Right? That he's athletic. I mean, like, if you look at what kind of baby you want, that's the kind of baby you want.
Yeah.
You know?
He wants a kid really bad.
I'm looking at it from his side.
A full head of hair, you know?
I don't think she is for him. The other way around.
Huh?
I don't think that she is what he's going to marry.
Oh, I definitely don't think that she's sexy. I think his last girlfriend was way sexier.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she's...
And that's going to kick in at some point.
Yeah, because, I mean, can you imagine her in bed?
I'm just saying. I'm saying. Guys, I don't see it from his side.
Like, because remember when she tried to be sexy in that picture?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that last girlfriend, you know she did like wacky things.
Oh, man. You're talking ceiling fans.
Yeah. For sure.
Twirl, 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 girl, girl,
sure
girl.
Ceiling fan crap.
Yeah. She's on the new season of Special Forces.
Yeah. Oh, she is?
Yes, she is.
That was last night, right? It premiered? Yeah. Did it premiere last night?
No, last night was the third and fourth episode. They're 2 hours long.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, but she's actually like, she's really articulate, and she doesn't trash Taylor. She's like, I actually love Taylor. I have nothing against her, really.
She talked about it?
Yeah.
Oh, the ex-girlfriend. Special Forces.
Yeah, no.
You should watch it. It's good.
I'm good.
Do you think Travis is allowed to watch it? Absolutely not.
No.
But she looks hot in the show.
But
she
do
does.
You think he does?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
He does.
Secretly.
He sneaks it.
Yeah.
He'll sit in the locker room because Taylor's not allowed.
Right.
And he sits in there with his phone watching his ex-girlfriend. Yeah. I guarantee you.
And you know the football players are like, dude, your girl. I mean, and it's like, that's not my girl. Taylor's my girl.
Right.
And they're like, dude, she's so smoking on Special Forces.
She's ceiling finger.
Yeah. And, I mean, and they do ceiling fan stuff on that show.
You darn right.
They do?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Denise Richards is on it, too. How'd she do?
Oh, she, first episode out.
She was?
She tapped.
Oh.
She tapped real fast. She was the first one to leave.
I had it on for a split second, and all I saw is a guy come in, and he's like, sorry, you guys, I didn't know what I was doing, and I let you all down. Who was he? Was he a football player or something?
I can't remember.
He walked in, and he's like, I'm sorry, guys.
I'm seeing this season has Cam Newton and Golden Tate.
Yeah. Those are the two football players.
Yeah. I have a golden taint.
Yeah. Oh, my. Are you done?
Yes, I am. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
All right. So, Jamie, I've got a question for you.
Yeah, okay? Sure. Mm-hmm, yep.
All right. Now, if it came down to you and you had the only vote as to where the stadium should go.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, we've talked about where you thought it might go, and you didn't think that it should go here because of the traffic and for this particular area or whatever. But if you were the only one picking, looking at the entire city, having to take the stadium from downtown, where would you put it?
I would put it in...
All right. While you think about it, I've got a place for you.
Over there.
You can't just hold it.
Yeah, way over there. You know what? Yeah, like past Lakewood. Right, where would that be? Past Lakewood by that airport. That
well, that's not Lakewood.
Airport. Yeah, over there by that little that airport. You know that really cool little airport? The private one?
Jefferson County Airport?
No, I forgot what it's called, but it's in Lakewood. Past it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd put
it's
it down
beautiful
at
there.
Chatfield Farms.
Chatfield
that big
Farms.
Field down there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'd put it.
Right.
You know, I know the pumpkin thing would be gone.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have a corn maze.
Yeah.
You know, all the Christmas lights and stuff, but right there next to the reservoir. Yeah,
huh.
That's where I'd put it.
Okay.
That way it's close to my house, but enough out of the way. That's why I don't want to see it go up near the airport, because
yeah.
It just takes it further from my house.
Yeah.
And I go every year
They did talk
and a
about
half.
Gaylord area for a little bit.
Yeah, they did talk about that.
Right.
And then I know North, they talked about that, like
but
between here and
Bucky's. The latest one is Lone Tree.
See, yeah. I would want to put it like by the Flatirons, so you have that backdrop. That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, that'd be pretty. In Boulder?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be pretty.
And there's a lot of land out there.
No, they in Boulder would feel like that they own it.
All right, then Colorado Springs.
We don't want the Boulder Broncos.
You know, like Colorado Springs. I agree. That'd be a good.
You
got to
keep
too.
It with the Denver, you know, skyline.
What
in
about
some way.
You, Spadell? Where are you gonna put?
Where are you gonna put it?
Honestly, I would prefer them to just keep it where it is.
That's no.
I know that's boring, but like, dude, we the taxpayers
fun games.
The taxpayers paid a gajillion dollars to build that stadium.
We were just playing a game.
See, I said there would be no more corn maze down there, or there'd be no more pumpkin patch. Yeah, they're not going to put it there.
You won everything.
I'm sorry.
I do like it where it's at.
Yeah,
you know,
it's in the perfect spot.
It's in a great spot. They don't have the parking they need down there.
True.
But it's in a great spot because every time Monday Night Football or any of those showcase games come here, you get the downtown area and the mountains and the stadium.
I'm telling you, the
really
most
cool.
beautiful stadium I've ever seen is the Raiders.
The new one?
Oh,
Allegiant?
Oh, my God. That stadium is amazing.
Yeah, when you
you'll
drive past it, it's
you'll
crazy.
See it this weekend.
It is crazy.
It is amazing.
I've seen it.
Oh, yeah?
I was out there.
I was like, now that's how you do a stadium.
I think, see, from the outside, to be SoFi looks better.
I've never driven past SoFi, but Allegiant
SoFi
is very
cool.
pretty when you drive
SoFi
past it.
Is very cool.
Yeah.
It's got
you
the
know
water.
What it screams? It screams, we're badass.
Yeah, it screams, we have a lot of money.
It does.
Yeah. And they do.
Yeah, they do.
BJ and Jamie.
It's just so sad, this song.
Saddest song I know.
You got to listen to your heart, man.
Oh, man.
Wow.
We were really feeling it, BJ. Yeah. We were.
I know. I can tell.
You
I walked
left.
Back
you
in here and it was nothing but tears.
Jamie and I are in our feels right now.
We
just
really
sobbing.
Are. Yeah. All right. Anyway, what's going on?
Listen to your heart, man.
Yeah.
Listen to your
I'm
heart.
So jelly of you.
It's going to be bitter cold this weekend. What? Why?
Because you get to go to Vegas.
I am going to Vegas.
I love Vegas.
I'm getting out of here before the cold weather hits.
Guess where I'm going?
Yeah. Where?
Southern Illinois.
Not so much. Not so much. I'm looking forward to going to Vegas, although we go in there at night late.
Which is great. I love flying in.
Tomorrow night.
Because you get to see the whole skyline.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. And Vegas is one of those places that you go into, two nights is plenty.
Yeah,
and
I
you
agree
get
with that.
The hell out of there, right?
I agree with
That's
that.
Las Vegas for me. And so we've planned this out just right. Going to the Sphere, going to go see the Eagles in concert there.
And they're taking a six-year-old.
And taking a six-year-old to it. So it should be fun. I think he's going to enjoy it.
He loves all their hits. Is Hotel California his favorite?
I think it's more the spectacle of the Sphere itself.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be crazy.
But you know what, though? In all honesty, because like that's... that age, my kids started learning, like, you know, songs and stuff that we're playing on the radio. Yeah. You should get, like, and play all the songs.
I've played him a couple of Eagle songs already.
Yeah, you can play the best of all the hits on Spotify.
Yeah, and you're only in there for a couple of hours. Yeah. The rest of it, you know, you could do other things around Vegas. But he's looking forward to going because in the past, it's always been me and my wife, and he stays back. So he's always heard of this place called Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And what the hell goes on there?
I never got to go with my parents, ever. Even when I was a teenager, I never got to go. They always went. And you know what? They would bring me back.
Your parents actually went
all the
to Vegas?
Yeah, because my dad would have conventions there.
And so but you never got to go?
We were never allowed to go.
Did you ever think in your mind that you had this image of what Las Vegas
was? Yeah, it sounded amazing. And you know what they would bring back?
What?
Oh, my God.
Keychain, shot glass.
No, they would bring back the shower, what that you put on your head. What's that?
Shower cap.
The shower cap, the soap, and like a little shampoo.
Whoa, whoa. All the
stuff from the hotel. My sister and I'd wear the shower caps. We thought they were so awesome. We would even take showers with them on. We thought those were so awesome.
The flamingo on it.
Oh, man, that is great. That is Bob Huber there.
It is. But we love those shower caps. I have to be honest.
Kids will love these caps.
I've never heard a shower be so loud in my head with that shower cap on. Crazy.
Yeah. I can't even imagine as a six-year-old.
Yeah.
To what's in your head is what Vegas is.
Yeah.
You know? But if you even think that, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, he won't remember.
No.
My kid now is telling me, he's like, you know, I barely remember when we went to Hawaii. And I'm like, what? Yeah. So much money.
I know.
Yeah. They
oh, well, you have the memories.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's
I'll
all
tell
the
them about it.
All right. The weekend's going to be extremely cold. I know that you've probably seen this already, but I mean, we're talking really nasty temperatures. 10 below zero, wind chills of maybe 20 to 30 below zero. Yeah. It's going to be nasty. And it looks like snow on top of that.
Yeah, the European models are showing more snow than the, the United States models. What are they called here?
The U.S. model. The American models.
Yeah.
U.S. models.
So where do the Europeans know? They don't even live
here. They don't live here. Yeah. They don't know what's going on. Exactly. But they're seeing up to a foot of snow possibly for Colorado Springs.
Crazy.
And then here, 4 to 6 inches, I think it is, for the town. All right. We got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy.
America.
And we will see you back here tomorrow. Okay?
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.